Good to be back in God's house again one more time. Thankful for all of you that are out here this morning. I want to talk about something. Giving honor when honor is due is what I want to talk about this morning. And I'll go into a little bit of why I come up with that before I read the script. If you want to, turn to Romans 13, the 13th chapter, the 7th verse. But anyway, as I was preparing for the wedding that we had yesterday, and I, thank God, thank the good Lord for the opportunity that I had to perform the wedding services yesterday. As I was doing that, I always like to read scripture that, pertaining to marriage. I just do that. It's just what I do to, if there's anything that I could use prevalent to the service and stuff. But I, as I read it, I come across Peter, 1 Peter 3:7, and it says this. It says, "Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife." Now it goes on down through there to say, it says, "As ye unto the weaker vessel, as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered." But as I looked at that and it said, "Giving honor unto the wife," and I said, "Okay, Lord, let me dig into what honor is." And it just kept, the Lord kept pressing me on that. What does it mean by honor? What does it mean whenever he says honor, honor your wife? And so, and the word just kept just resonating with me. So God impressed upon me. So that's what I want to talk about this morning. Giving honor where honor is due this morning. If you would, turn to Romans, the 13th chapter, the 7th verse, and let's stand in honor of God's word, and let's read that, please, with me. And it says it here. It says this: "Render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear," and the last part of it says, "honor to whom honor." And praise God this morning. With His will, we're going to talk about that a little bit this morning, if you would. Father, as we come, Lord, this morning, I come with thanksgiving on my heart. I praise You. I love You for all the mercy and grace that You do and all that You give us. Father, I just thank You, Lord, for every bit of mercy that You bestow upon each and every soul, Lord. That's here this morning, and that those, Lord, that maybe don't even know You yet as our Savior, those that don't even want to know You, Your mercy is still there. And we praise You for that. We love You for it. Lord, I thank You, Father, this morning for all the goodness that You give us. And we ask it all in Jesus' holy and precious name. And amen. 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 You may be seated. You may be seated. This morning, I would like to talk about the word honor, what I would like to talk about, and what the word honor in this text means this morning, and what it means in another piece of text that I'm going to read here in a little bit. It's 14, in the 14th chapter. But the Greek word for honor, now, I want you to get this, because this is so important whenever you see the word honor in the Bible, what it's talking about. It means to highly esteem. It means to treat as precious. And it means to assign a significant value to. Now, to put it in terms maybe you could understand, you know the old saying on a scale of 1 to 10? Whenever you honor somebody, it means you honor them as 11. If you read that in the Bible, if you see the word honor, that's what it's saying. It's meaning you go above and beyond. You are supposed to put them, now this is hard, above yourself. When it says that, to honor, whenever it says that, and I whenever I was looking at that, I thought, man alive, Lord, thank You. Over in Romans 12:10, and it tells us this. It says, "Be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love, in honoring, preferring one another." Remember what I said honoring meant? It meant that you put value on other people above yourself. This is, whenever I got to looking into this, man, this is something that every one of us need to grasp. From the preacher, clear down to whoever in here this morning. We need to grasp that. We need to understand that whenever we're honoring somebody, they're above us. That's what it means. And there's not one person in here this morning that you should not want to honor somebody else in here, especially Christian brothers and sisters. Let's just get that right. honor them above us, above me, above any. That's what it says. It literally means a heavy weight. That's what it literally means. That's what it's talking about. That whenever you put value, whenever you weigh the value of what that person means, their value should be more than yours, than what you perceive of your own self. Isn't that what this is about? Whenever you read God's love, whenever Tony sung about red letters this morning, did not Jesus teach that in his word? Did he not say that? I like how the English Standard Version reads it. Brother Chuck had given me, he had bought, if you remember him talking about a Bible that he had got here a while back, it had every different, it had like four different interpretations. It had the King James, it had the New Standard, it had the NIV. All of them were spread out across all four pages. Well, he gave me that Bible the other day. And I opened it up. And as I looked at it, this is what it said. When you love one another with brotherly affection, it says, outdo one another in showing honor. Outdo them. That's the literal interpretation. When you get right down to the brass tacks of it is, we try to outdo one another in giving honor to somebody else. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? Just what? Now we take the scripture of honor your wives, husbands, honor your wives. Now listen to me. Do you take that scripture the way that it should be? Honor your wives. Put them above yourself. You know, listen to me. Let's have them out. Try to outdo. Try to outdo what they do for you. And I'm going to get into some other stuff. That's just one of them. But outdo means with eagerness. To take the lead in doing it. That's what it's talking about. Could we not use that kind of attitude today? There's not one individual in here. And I'm not just pointing fingers, because I'm pointing fingers at myself. There's not a one of us in here today, when it comes to that, does not need an attitude adjustment. Amen? We're good about taking care of ourselves, honoring our own selves at times. But do we honor the ones that we should be honoring the most? Giving honor unto the wife, honor thy father and thy mother. Remember that says that? Children, and it's in Revelation 19:7. Remember this if you don't get nothing out of this. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him. It's talking about God. For the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made himself ready. There's not a one of us in here that call ourselves Christians that could not give honor to God, could not give honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for what he has done, because what he has done far outweighs anything that you and I could ever hope to accomplish in this life. As Christians, we are to outdo one another. That's not in an arrogant way. But to honor someone, it's that we should to take the lead in honoring them, putting value on them, considering others as precious. Do we do that? Unfortunately, there's times, I'll be honest with you, there's times in my life I don't do that. There's times I don't. Because why? Because I am there. It's all about me. Myself sometimes. I bet nobody else ever has that problem. There are times we do that. There are times this is how God's children are supposed to live with one another. This is how God's children are supposed to treat one another. That's how it is. That sounds good, right? All that sounds really good until you just see how convoluted the world has made honor. You see how convoluted that is today. You see what they do. My problem is whenever I look around, I see them assigning honor and value to all manner of individuals and all manner of ways they do it. You see it. I know you do. You look around. You see how they do it. Going on with this, this is the world's estimation of highly esteemed. This is the world's estimation of precious. This is the world's estimation as they place significant value on things sometimes and how that they deem worthy. It's not according to the scripture as far as I'm concerned. It's how they do it. Other scripture tells us this. But in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and of silver. You read some of this the other night in a different part of it, but it goes on to say, but also of wood and of earth, some to honor and some to dishonor. There are times out there when you look at it, you see that, you know what, the world's estimation of honor is not really honor in my estimation. It's dishonor. We have bestowed honor on folks just like they do a participation trophy. Amen? We've done that. That's what the world has done. No matter what anybody does, they get one. They get honor. The world will give out honor and rewards. You know what? Someone sings a song, they get a Grammy. If it's, you know, someone acts in acting, they get an Oscar. If someone has a great year in sports, what do they give them? They give them an MVP trophy. The world will give them honor for something that that individual has done. Even though the song, even though the movie, even though it's glorifying all the immoral behavior that comes out of it, they will honor them. I know most of you remember this, some of you don't. I went and looked it up because I looked it up on YouTube because I wanted to verify what I was saying this morning. Any of you know who Kathy Griffith is in here this morning? Back in 2007, she won an Emmy for her television show. She goes up on stage to accept the Emmy, and as she accepts the Emmy, she says, Jesus had nothing to do with this. That's what she said. People will say that, but she said, not me. Jesus had nothing to do with this. She said, this Emmy is my God. And then she goes on to say, suck it, Jesus. And that's what she says. If you don't believe me, look it up. That's what we honor. That's what the world honors. That's what they say. You know, that's who they give honors in the world's eyes. But to honor someone biblically is totally different. Totally different. There are people right here this morning that deserve honor. They deserve it. They never have their names written on a Grammy. They never will have their names on an Oscar. But their names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life this morning. And praise God this morning, I'm here to tell you, they deserve honor this morning. Quietly and steadfastly, they keep on keeping on. Amen? Romans 12:10 tells us, in honor preferring one another. That's what it said right there. I read that a little bit ago to you. In honor, preferring one another, preferring those over ourselves. I got to thinking about this. I look around this church this morning. There are people here that do things week in and week out. They do it. And you know, praise God, they deserve honor. They don't want it. I guarantee you, you talk to them about it, they don't want it. That's not what they're here for. But you know what? They deserve honor. I'll tell you what. I think about Sydney and Inez back here. You know what? People that are just solid as rocks. They are. You shake hands with Sydney, he'll look you right in the eye. He don't look away. He looks you right in the eye. Those people they're unassuming. They don't ask for stuff. They ask for, right? That's not what I'm giving you. But I'm just here to tell you. They deserve, as far as I'm concerned, more honor than Kathy Griffith ever deserves to get. I look around this church, I see people like Rick and Patty back here. I see people like Libby, she's not here this morning. I see Dee Walters and Joyce Thompson. I see Ed Dillon. I see Dolores Parsons. I see all the ones that, and if I don't name your name, doesn't mean that I don't love you, don't mean you. I'm just telling you, I look around here this morning, and there are people that deserve honor. And so many times, they go about their walk of life day after day after day. And you know what? Not asking for any pats on the back. But praise God, they deserve pats on the back. That's what it says to give honor, to esteem them higher than yourselves. Greg right here, and I'm going to talk to you about, and people know Greg. this man works. You guys will never, maybe you do, maybe you don't. The amount of work that this man puts in, not only for this church, but for his house and for his family. I mean, that kind of stuff, if you don't, I mean, if you're not around, if you don't know, you don't understand that. I see it because I'm his neighbor. I see what he does. And it's not that he asked for anything. He's not. But praise God, the thing of it is, folks, to give honor is to put their value above us. And as days go by and as time goes by, that's what we need to do with everybody in this church. Because their value is so much more. Your value is so much more than mine. And I truly believe that. We see people saying or thinking, I'll honor. And this is another thing too. We see people saying or thinking, I'll honor someone only if they've done someone something to merit that honor. Only if they say something good about me, then I'll say something good about them. That is not what this is talking about here. We give honor where honor is due because of what and who they are, where they stand with Jesus Christ, not because of some great things that they do, but because of where they stand with Jesus Christ. And sometimes people give out honor if they want something in return. I don't want anything in return but your prayers. Amen? That's what I want. There are times we will demonstrate honor when selfishly we want something in return for that honor. That is not the way that it is. That's not the way that it was ever intended to be. It's absolutely not what the Bible is talking about. Biblical honor has a much greater meaning than that. Much greater meaning than that. It's less about the individual, and it's more about where your standing is with Jesus Christ. You see, I believe we've messed the word up. I really do. I believe we've messed the word up out here in the world as far as honor goes. I believe we have. A passage that goes with our text this morning is over in Philippians 2:3. And it tells us this. It said, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than themselves. Let everybody in here, that is something for everyone in here this morning. You are to esteem others better than yourself. That's hard. I'm not standing up here telling you it's not hard. That is hard. But that's the way the Christians are supposed to do it. Esteem others better than themselves. I'll tell you, there have been times, I'm just going to be honest with you. Again, this is your preacher talking to you. Yes, I've not done that. But God has brought me down because of it as well. Consider others better than yourself. So the way to honor others is to put their needs, their wants, before yours. Wow. That's strong. That's the word of God. That's not something that I wrote in there. I tell you this all the time. I didn't write it, but I believe it. Amen. You want to grow as a Christian? You want to be where God wants you to be? Listen, this is not easy. It's not natural to do. I understand that. It's not. Be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love, in honor, preferring one another. That's not an easy thing to do. To highly esteem, to treat as precious, to assign as significant weight to what they do in their lives. And I'll tell you something else too. Far too many people want to take honor. They want to take respect. Can I tell you a little secret? You cannot take respect and you cannot take honor. You have to earn it. Amen? You can't do it. When Jesus is condemning the religious folks in Matthew 23:6, what's he say? They love the place of honor at banquets, the most important seat in this. They wanted the most important seats in the synagogue. Why? Because they thought they were of more value than anybody else that come into that synagogue. Why? I can tell you here this morning, this preacher has no more value than somebody sitting back in those pews whatsoever. Whatsoever. That is not what this is about. Simply, they are trying to take honor, and the truth is, you can only give it away. That's it. You can only give it away. You can't take it. I can't demand respect out of nobody. I tell them at work all the time, and you get, most of you know this, I'm a supervisor up there at work, but I cannot command respect out of those guys at work in that shop with me. If I don't earn it, I will never get it. And that goes right for here this morning. We cannot earn honor. We cannot earn respect. It's something that has to be given. And brother said, we're the ones that can give it. We're the ones. Showing honor to others is what God expects out of every one of us. God expects that out of all of us, is to give and show honor. In 1 Corinthians 12:26, and whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it, or one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. If we honor somebody, all of us in here should be happy about it. There should not be one jealous bone in this place about any of this morning. Because when we honor someone, it should be to honor. Everybody here should be absolutely, positively happy that someone is being honored for whatever reason it may be. Praise God. That's what God expects. That's what He wants. As a body, we can either have honor or we can live in poverty. And I'm here to tell you, if you do not believe in the concept of honoring with all, you are living in poverty of the soul. You are living in poverty of the soul. There are far too many Christians today who just give lip service to it. That's all they do. Matthew 15:8. These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. God knows if your honor for Him this morning is true. God knows if your honor for others, brothers and sisters in Christ, is true. He knows it. Or are you just giving lip service to it? Are you just saying the right things? Are you just maybe acting the right way, per se? You know, a hypocrite's a play actor, right? Brothers and sisters, God knows the heart. He knows if that honor is true. He knows that. Folks, honor is with words and with deeds as well. It's with both of those. Whatever you do, I find I have nothing honoring. Nothing. Listen, what to do if I find I have not been honoring others in the way that I should? You know what? How many of you? Make a change. Start this morning. Number one, we're going to give an altar call here in a little bit. If you come to this altar this morning, doesn't always mean that you're lost. Am I right? Amen. Amen. This altar is for more than that. Come to this altar this morning if you have an issue and you want God to help you deal with it. Come to the altar this morning. Come to the altar this morning if you have an issue with honoring others in a biblical sense the way God wants it. This altar is open this morning. Amen. Now let me tell you something else. You should have an altar at your house. Amen? You should have an altar someplace other than here where you can go and you can talk to God one-on-one. How many of us want to be used by God in His glory this morning? There shouldn't be a hand not go up in here. All of us should honor to be vessels of gold and silver in His house. That should be our goal. We should want to be vessels of gold and silver. Paul writes to Timothy. He said to move from a vessel of dishonor and move to a vessel of honor and get away from being a vessel of dishonor. Notice in that scripture in 2 Timothy 2:20-21, and I'll read that again. But in a grace house there is not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and earth, some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these. Did you get that? If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor. Listen, there has to be. If you want to get there, you know what? If you come here this morning and give it to Him, there has to be conviction. There has to be given Him that. Amen. And He will purge you of the things. You know what it means, the gold and the silver and the wood and the vessels? Well, the gold and silver is what you put out for the good people. That's what you put out for, that's what you put out for the special guest. The wood and the other stuff, that's where they put the trash. What he's telling is, get the trash out of your life. That's what he's saying. Get it out of there. This is a good place to do that here this morning. And then we can learn how to honor in the right way. I'll tell you something, brothers and sisters. Listen. You got to cleanse yourself. You have to be cleansed. In other words, you have to separate yourself. You have to have a separation. You want to get to honor? You want to truly honor someone? That's what he's saying. Right. The next week you get an opportunity to honor someone. There may be a chance to honor someone next week. Treat as valuable. Treat them as precious. I don't know. God will give us the opportunities. And I believe we all have opportunities from time to time in our life to prove that we could honor one another. And what he's asking us to do, what I believe he come across to me in this sermon this morning is, as we go down through this week, we can make that choice either to honor them or to dishonor them in the way that our actions are. And I hope and pray this morning that we choose to honor them in the way that God wants. Choose with this. Choose it that way. Listen, do you want to be a vessel of gold or silver, or do you want to be the trash? Continue to be the trash. I don't know about you. I don't want to continue to be the trash. I want to be a vessel of gold and silver. It all started, and again, this right here, brothers and sisters, didn't just start overnight. I know it's not in our nature. Remember back in the Garden of Eden? You know what? It was Eve and Adam both. It was about their meeting their needs. It was about getting what they wanted. And Satan was right there to lay it out to them. They had everything. We know that. You look at it. They had everything. But they chose because they were selfish. They were selfish. I'm here to tell you this morning, it happens way too much. And it happens in the Christian realm as well. Folks, honor one another. Honor them. Thank God. I'll tell you what. Look around. Look around you. There's the Murray family. There's Tim Miller. There's Julie back here in the sound room. You know what? There's Jason back here. Just think about this. And I can go around this whole church and look. Honor. Honor. Not in lips. Not just lip service. But truly mean to honor people for what they do for the Lord. Amen? They come and get a song.